Here's a thought I'll title Dry Spells and Damp Spells. Boy, wouldn't we all love it if we were creatively on fire every day, maybe even every moment. But that never happens. Every one of us has dry spells when we just can't think of anything good we want to photograph, or we can't think of any ideas that we want to complete with our photography. We have those non-productive times. I tend to think of them as fallow times, as dry spells. And of course, the worst problem about this is there's an associated guilt that comes with it. Like, I should be productive, so why can't I be productive on demand? But a few years ago, after having gone through one of these dry spells where I didn't seem to produce anything, it dawned on me that I wasn't really, that my time had been of zero productivity, that instead I'd been doing some thinking, I'd been doing some reading, I'd looked at a lot of interesting photography, I'd thought a lot about photography, I'd recorded a lot of these Here's a Thought commentaries and podcasts. So I wasn't really dry in the sense that there was nothing going on in my photographic life. And it dawned on me that that's just as productive as being productive, that there's a necessary background to those times when we are productive. And it's not a bad idea to take advantage of those damp spells. When you're not finishing work, you're not having an exhibition, you're not producing a book, but you're creatively thinking, you're stewing on ideas, you're maybe playing with some things that are not yet mature, but that doesn't mean you're doing nothing. And if you're not doing nothing, then maybe there's no reason to feel guilty about it. Maybe a damp spell can be a guilt-free spell that still is important to our productive life. So dry spells, yeah, they come sometimes. But maybe it's possible to turn a dry spell into a damp spell and make it an important part of your creative life.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.